Two changes may be coming to sign code regulations in College Station. The City Council during this week's meeting directed staff to explore larger fuel price signs at convenience stores. And James Benham was among those who supported businesses with electronic message boards, changing messages every 15 minutes instead of once every 24 hours.
That still prevents moving video, right? They still can't have a video board, and it still accomplishes our public safety objective. A driver that's driving by won't see it change more than once if it's once every several minutes.
John Nichols among those not wanting to make the frequency any faster.
If you get it to once per minute and you got 20 signs in a two-mile stretch and you drive that two-mile stretch, you're going to see two or three of them changing while you're driving by. I don't know that that's a safety issue, but it is an aesthetic issue.
The council had been asked earlier this year to increase the frequency to once per hour. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. As wildfires continue to be a threat, local firefighting agencies have been preparing more formal responses. The Texas A&M Forest Service recently completed a 201-page plan with College Station. Fire Chief Eric Hurt told the City Council at its last meeting the plan identifies every potential water source.
Swimming pools, creeks, streams, anything you can think of where we may have to draft out of or have a helicopter come in and drop a bucket into.
Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the College Station Wildfire Attack Report. Similar plan was done by the Forest Service in the city of Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Two budget amendments were approved at the last College Station City Council meeting. One, amounting to $181,000, pays back a federal housing grant that was misspent by a local nonprofit.
This is the first time since I have worked for the city that we've identified an issue with one of our funded partners. I've been here for 15 years.
Community Services Director Debbie Eller says Embrace Brazos Valley spent the grant from the Department of Housing and Urban Development on a project outside the city limits. Eller did not give specifics on how the city's attempting to get reimbursed from Embrace.
We are attempting to resolve the situation, and it, you know, can't say specifically what it will lead to in the future.
Embrace Chief Financial Officer Bill Edison says they're composing a response to the council action. Embrace, which describes itself as a faith-based nonprofit construction ministry, was supposed to build two homes in College Station for income-eligible buyers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. There's no opposition among members of the College Station City Council to change regulations on rental housing. No date's been set to take a vote on proposals developed over the last 3 months, with input from neighborhood residents and the owners of rental properties. The list of recommended actions are online at WTAW.com. The proposal calls for fines up to $2,000 for having more than four unrelated occupants. Jeffrey Leatherwood was one of two property managers calling for a much more expensive penalty.
I would recommend a tier starting at somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,000. Escalating up to $10,000, maybe even $20,000 fines, or it's not going to work. I know of people that have 10 residents living in a house.
Other recommendations to the council included increasing the number of code enforcement officers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. College Station City Council members were asked again at their last meeting to approve additional funding for tourism grants through the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That included Scott Schaefer, one of the council's two appointed members to the CVB board.
We spent about 5 hours on this recently, and it was time well spent. I just wanted to encourage this group and to support this process. It's a really well thought out, well organized process. We're able to make really good informed decisions about how to support organizations who want to hold events in the community. It allows the CVB to get a handle on how best to distribute funds across a diversity of events and in a way that supports a year-round economy.
Funding would come from the city's hotel occupancy tax. The CVB received applications totaling $250,000. CVB staff recommended awarding $140,000, and the grant committee pared it down to $76,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.